I'm Lori.
And I'm Jeffrey.
And welcome to Southern Charm Magic, where we talk about the magic and the mishaps of planning your next Walt Disney World vacation.
And hopefully bring a little magic to wherever you are in the world.
We'll give you our honest opinions about what we think.
But always with just a little bit of Southern Charm. To y'all who come to this happy podcast, welcome and welcome back. Lori, how's it going?
It's cold.
It is cold and it's dark outside.
I know. I hate the time change.
Well, I think with it getting dark outside, it is the perfect time for us to talk about what to do after dark in Disney.
Yes, it's one of my favorites.
Mine too. I love Disney after dark. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have to talk about today. But first, as always, there's a lot of news coming out of Disney, and I think a lot of it is good news. I think we've got
good
a lot
news.
Of news. So what's the first one?
Orleans French Quarter is back open. Yay!
Yes, so excited to see that back open. If you listen to our first episode, you know we really, really like that resort.
Yes.
That's a great resort. Great for the family. Great theme. We love it. Obviously,
it's
we're from
small.
Louisiana. It's small. One bus stop.
That's great. I've booked that resort this week like 6 times.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
It's that popular?
And I'm staying for Mardi Gras.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the perfect Mardi Gras place to stay. It's themed to Mardi Gras.
I've stayed for Mardi Gras, and they do a cute Mardi Gras parade.
So that's a great place to stay. So if you're looking to get away from Louisiana for Mardi Gras but still experience Mardi Gras, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
I think that's a way to do it. But what that also means, Lori, is that beignets are back in Disney.
Yes, finally.
I believe they're at the Scat Cat Club,
mm-hmm.
if I'm not mistaken. And so I've never had the beignets from there. I've had the beignets in Disneyland.
Yeah, they're the exact same.
But here's the deal with the beignets at Port Orleans French Quarter. They're called Boozy Beignets. And I want to say, Lori, I saw something that they may be called Baton Rouge Beignets.
Yeah, I think that they are called that. But I think that they might have two different. I think they have Boozy Beignets and regular beignets like in Disneyland, right?
Because
I've had them
so.
At
I've never
Port
had
Orleans
them.
French Quarter. Whenever I stay at Riverside, I walked over there and had them.
And so would you recommend them? How do they compare?
Well, they're not New Orleans, no.
All right. So here it is. I just pulled it up on the app. So officially from Disney, Baton Rouge Beignets. They're 2 beignets jazzed up with your choice of Bailey's Irish Cream, Kahlua, or Rum Chata.
So that's at the nightclub.
Yes, I believe that is at
right?
the Scat Cats Club.
Yeah, well, at their food court. In Portal at French Quarter, they have regular beignets like
okay.
that kids eat. Yes.
Okay, so they have the alcoholic kind
yes.
and the non-alcoholic
yes.
kind. But we have just a slight complaint, red flag from Louisiana
right.
here. Lori, have you ever had...
A beignet in Baton Rouge?
That was boozy?
No.
And so we have beignets in Baton Rouge.
But they're not New Orleans. Well, they do taste kind of like...
I like them.
Yeah, but still, they're not known in Baton Rouge.
But
so why would they call it that?
But, well, I love a good... oh, no, I forgot the word. When they start with the same...
Synonym.
Same synonyms and the same syllables. And so we'll get back to you on that. But anyway, I love a good...
He's not an English major?
I was not. I love a good that. And so... I'm going to really regret that. But the point is, y'all, as Louisiana food experts here, which we,
right.
are,
we are,
we do not have alcohol in the beignets normally.
No. I mean, unless there's some missing piece to New Orleans that I don't know about.
Okay, let's put this out to our listeners. If you know where we can find boozy beignets in Baton Rouge,
right.
please contact us.
I'm not one that normally likes my alcohol in food, though.
Really?
No.
Okay, so...
I like to drink it, not eat it.
Okay. Okay, that
but
works.
Port Orleans does have, and I wrote a letter about this to the manager. I had jambalaya or some Louisiana dish there,
uh-oh.
And it was decent.
Was it?
It was.
Oh.
It was better than I expected. It might not have been the jambalaya. I think that might have been terrible. But another thing, I even wrote a letter telling that it was pretty comparable to Louisiana.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so big fan of writing to the manager.
Yes.
Same here.
I like to say nice things.
Okay. Well, you know, in the last episode, we talked about
yeah.
you know, some pros and
yeah.
cons, some ups and downs I've had. But I think the important thing is it really is important to let Disney know what you think. I hope they use feedback.
Well, they have to because they do those surveys all the time
yes.
walking in the parks.
And I always get sad when they don't pick me.
I know.
It's like I just walk by. I like look at them and give them a look and they just don't pick me.
But they always pick me when I'm in a hurry to go somewhere.
Well, you know, the rumor is for our listeners out there, there's rumors that the surveys are a good predictor of like what resorts and what rides will come to Disney in the
future. Yeah.
Like they'll do a survey like, would you stay in a Star Wars themed hotel?
Yeah.
Well, here we are now.
Right. You know, that's been a whole nightmare.
Whole thing. We'll have to talk about that. So in other news, the Festival of Arts is coming back, and we knew that it was coming back, but what did they announce this week specifically?
That the Broadway, Disney Broadway performers will be performing.
Well, I love Broadway.
Yes.
And I think that I got to see Kara Lindsay and her husband there. Was a star of Disney's Newsies on Broadway.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And he was Tarzan. And so they're married in real life. The girl who's a star of Newsies and the guy who's a star of Tarzan. They're married in real life and
did a concert
together. Isn't that fun?
Well, I love seeing celebrities in Disney World.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And so they haven't announced who yet. I don't think it's coming back. They are promising Broadway stars.
So. I love the Festival of Arts, too.
It's so good.
When does it start? I should have looked at that date.
It starts in January. So.
Oh, so it'll be going on when I'm in there in Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
oh, you too.
So no, I think it does stop before we get there.
You lie.
I'm not. I wouldn't lie to our listeners. I might lie to you, but I'm not going to lie to our listeners.
Maybe you're wrong.
And so maybe I am. Hold on. We need to figure
it out. It normally goes all the way till we might be there for the flower.
The Flower and Garden Festival?
Yeah.
I think we're going to miss that, too. I think Mardi Gras is falling. Festival
normally
of the
it's
arts.
Either between the two.
Normally it is.
Normally you get to go. Mardi Gras is normally between, like, and you get to catch. Sometimes you can catch both.
Disney's official website says the International Festival of the Arts is January 14th to February 21st, 2022.
Oh, so 3 days before.
Yeah, so they're going to end it, and then they're going to change it over to Flower and Garden Fest.
Oh, man. Well, at least we'll get to see some of the flowers. I'll have those out.
They do start setting those out early.
But I like to.
And so that's going to start March 3rd through July 1st is when that starts.
I'd like
starts
to do the
year.
Scavenger hunts. March 3rd, I'll be there.
Will you?
Wait. Yeah, you're leaving. I'm leaving.
She kicked me out. Okay.
I'm staying to the 5th.
Okay, so
all
right, more on that in the future. More on that
next.
But
next
speaking of putting decorations out, Lori, you know I have a complaint.
Uh oh.
You know what time it is at Disney?
Christmas. I knew you were going to talk about this.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh boy,
I'm so excited.
So y'all, I'm one of those people. I'm one of those people. I think you should have Thanksgiving and then celebrate Christmas. I am that person. But Disney disagrees. And
so does my favorite celebrity, Brittany Aldean.
She disagrees. Does she?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I love that you just gave her a shout out.
She said that because everybody was telling her she should be thankful for Thanksgiving. And she said, you know what I'm thankful for? Christmas decorations.
Wow.
Yes.
She went there.
Mm-hmm. Disney's thankful for them, too.
Well, my friends were just flooding me with pictures of Disney at Christmas saying, look, Jeff, for your favorite place.
I almost tagged you a million times.
I think you did, actually, a few times. And so, so the point is, if you want to go to Disney and see the Christmas decorations, now is a good time. They're up now.
Yes.
And so we'll have more to share on that in the future. I think that we have a lot more to share on that. And so with that, they did announce all the new holiday treats.
Yeah,
the food guides
so
are
cute.
Out. They all look really good, to the extent I looked at them.
And you're going to get to get them all.
And so, well, you should come. Everybody should come. Meet us in Disney.
Yes, we need to do that one day, a meet and greet in Disney.
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
100%. So we're going to make that happen one day, y'all. One day. And maybe get the Boozy Beignets. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should do it there. It's going to be a whole thing. So we're going to have to see about that. But the Christmas is up. Then holiday treats are there. We have some news from Disneyland, and we don't really talk about Disneyland on this podcast, but it's important. And the thing is that the Main Street Electrical Parade is coming back to Disneyland. And I think that's important because I think that raises the possibility that maybe it's time for Disney World to get a parade back, a nighttime parade.
I agree.
You know, they've been doing the cavalcades, but parades.
If California's doing it, Florida has to do it
because
soon, right?
Disneyland is a lot smaller for those unfamiliar
they had a lot more restrictions than Florida ever has. So,
it's got to be a sign.
It has to be.
And I've said this a million times on this podcast, but I think the 50th is so long, so they can do some surprises like this.
I still
don't think we've had everything that we're going to have.
I don't think so either.
And so I think that's something. So, Lori, did you see that there is a new Run Disney event?
I did. I saw it. It just got secretly announced.
Yes. And so
I didn't read a lot about it, but I did see it.
And so I just read some details. It looks like it's going to be a Everest 5K, A Race to the Taste, 10K. There's a Twilight Zone Tower of Terror 10-miler. And then the Springtime Surprise Challenge, which is going to be 19.3 miles.
Oh, yeah, and that's so, that's the challenge. I did the Princess Challenge. It's a 10K on Saturday and a half marathon on Sunday, right?
Is that what it is? No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I did for the Princess Challenge.
Again, I'm here to smile and wave.
Yeah.
Smile and wave.
That's cool, but that's three run weekends. That's one every month.
A whole new
January, February, March, huh?
Yeah, a whole new run weekend because this takes place March 1st through April 3rd.
On that note, I know we didn't talk about this, but you said the Tower of Terror something. Mm-hmm. Did you see what happened to Terror? It's all of a sudden closed and the whole back is open.
Is it still closed?
Yeah.
I saw something about that
earlier. I saw that this morning.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like so, they have the whole back open. They don't know. Nobody announced anything. Cast members don't know anything.
You know, that reminds me, Living with the Land did that.
Really?
A few weeks ago, right before my last trip,
it
was closed for days.
Yeah.
And Disney just never announced it. So, Disney, what you doing?
Right.
What you doing over there? And so, a little bit more just kind of out in the world, I saw a new Disney World commercial. I just wanted to... It was really fantastic, but it's so unique. It featured Dumbo and an Ikron.
Wow.
From Avatar Flight of Passage, and they're flying around Disney. I think they show them on the Skyliner.
Huh,
and it was
cute.
Just so fascinating because the hotel, have you seen this commercial?
No, I don't watch TV.
And so I do. I just got cable back, y'all, so I see commercials now. I'm so fascinated by them that I talk about them on podcasts. But they, what was so fascinating, Lori, the commercial was almost entirely set at the yacht club.
Oh, that's awesome.
Isn't that different?
Yeah.
I thought that was different.
Yeah.
So if you see the commercial with the flying, so for the Ikron, they call it the Banshee. So flying alien winged bird.
Yes.
And Dumbo. I think most of our listeners will know Dumbo.
Yes.
Rather than the creature from Avatar. If you see that, the hotel they're at is Yacht Club.
And I just, awesome.
You don't see Yacht Club get a lot of
no,
love.
No, I love the Yacht Club. I need to go look at that.
Yacht Club's real nice, y'all. Mm-hmm. It's real nice, but I have to say, should we tell our viewers that you may not see an actual Ikron or Dumbo flying around?
I don't, yeah.
I mean,
not,
maybe.
You might. It's Disney's magical.
But, you know, you have to worry about, you know, just adjust your expectations just in case.
But the Yacht Club is still awesome, even if you don't see them.
That is 100% true. 100% true. And so, one more piece of news. So, Lori, we last talked about my last trip to Disney, and I'm now a Harmonious fan.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan of Harmonious. Well, they put the soundtrack online. So, on Spotify
wow.
and all those.
You I didn't can listen.
Listen. You can listen to it. And so, thing about Harmonious, there's no new song. It's all Disney songs.
Yeah.
But they've done them, as we discussed last time, to the theme of their areas.
Yeah.
And so, the soundtrack's broken down. You know, if you pull it up on Spotify, they have it all by the region, and it's labeled, and it's very nice. Great to listen to, but it is all Disney songs. You should recognize all of them.
Awesome.
Or at least they're existing. But also, Disney did release You Are the Magic. That is also available for you,
okay.
for those, which is a song, new, completely new song, which you would not have heard of before unless you saw the new Disney Enchantment show.
What, so, listening to the music just makes me sad that I'm not in Disney World.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
See, the opposite. It's the opposite for me. I just feel like I'm bringing it home.
No, it makes me sad that I want to move there.
Oh, well, that we should do. Well, we just want to move to a warmer climate.
Yeah, warmer, but I have a friend who is also a travel agent. She just moved from Watson here to Orlando, and I've been watching her last 2 weeks, and it just looks like her and her family are living life.
Are they?
Yes.
They're living their best Disney lives?
Yes.
Okay, we need to look into that.
Yes.
All right. We should just move our lives down to down to Disney. I support that. I think, is that all the news we have for this week?
I think
Wait. We forgot something. And I've seen videos of this today.
Yes, you Mickey Mouse.
Yes, and the princesses.
The princesses, yes. I saw a lot of people that went the first day to see Mickey Mouse.
So they're, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he is back in action.
Yes.
And so did you see from the videos kind of what people are doing?
They're just kind of socially distanced, they stand 6 feet away from him, taking pictures and interacting with him 6 feet away, I think.
But it's kind of more of an individual experience.
Yeah, it is,
like
for
can,
sure.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So they can talk
just
to
like
him.
You know where he was in Town Center before.
Okay.
You just kind of step forward a little bit and take a picture.
Awesome.
And the princesses, same way where they were. I don't know. Did you ever go see the princesses?
I did.
In the fairy tale hall or whatever. You just stand 6 feet away from them. And you still can talk to them and everything else.
Love it.
So they just can't touch you.
Right. So it's a great... I think that's a great step back to normal.
Yeah, I do too. I think this is a good sign because I do have people constantly, daily ask me, can you meet characters? Can you do this? Can you eat breakfast with the characters? I think that's a good sign.
Well, to that point, Lori, I think that's why it's so important to talk to a travel agent like you mm-hmm. or a travel agent of your choice who can tell you what's going on. It's yeah. so important because it does change every day.
Every single day.
Every single day it's something different, a new restriction or a new activity.
Or a restriction's lifted.
Correct.
I get asked so many questions, are they going to have this next year? And I don't like saying yes or no because I don't know what's going to happen.
We don't. We wish we did, but it does look like things are getting better right
yes,
now.
Yes, I think so.
Better than worse. And so please just stay tuned, hopefully, to our podcast.
Yeah.
You know, if anyone...
We got lots of news.
If anyone you know is traveling to Disney soon, please tell them to stay tuned to our podcast for all the latest news. But it's true. It's absolutely true because there's so much coming out.
So much.
Me and you, I'm sure, have missed something.
I know.
Since our last episode. But we... We are going to get onto the topic at hand, but before we do, I just want to give a shout out. Lori, do you know what our number one city for listeners is?
Denham Springs.
It should be, right?
Right.
It should be, but it is actually, according to our statistics, y'all, we have the statistics and the ability to see where people listen to us from. Our number one city is Chicago.
Chicago?
So if you are listening to us in Chicago, please send us a message on Facebook or Instagram and just tell us hi. We would love to just
That's awesome.
Talk to y'all.
And, yes.
You know, most of our listeners are from South Louisiana, where we are from, which is awesome.
By all of our family.
We want people to listen. We want people to listen to us from all over the country.
Yeah, all over the world.
And so I don't. You know, I'm proud to have family listen to us, and I don't think I have any family in Chicago.
I don't have any family in Chicago.
So neither one of this. I think this is when we get our phone calls, and people are like, "I'm your uncle. I've lived in Chicago for the past 20 years," and so that's probably about to happen. But if you listen to us in Chicago, we just want to know who you are,
right?
And say
that would be awesome.
And say hello. Have you been to Chicago?
I have.
Me
I
too.
Actually have.
It's
you know, I don't
nice.
Travel much outside of Disney World, but yes,
right. Same.
I have been to Chicago,
and there's some Disney connections.
18 years ago.
Oh, really?
I was pregnant with Rhett.
So Rhett has kind of been to Chicago.
Kind of so, yep.
So I love Chicago. It's a great place. So if you're from there, give us a shout. And then obviously we give a shout out.
Thanks for listening.
And thanks for listening. We are glad to have y'all. Spread the word to the rest of your friends there. And again, we're happy to have listeners from all over the country. You are all welcome here at Southern Charmed Magic. Lori, are you a fan of wearing Mickey ears in the parks?
I am.
Well, I have the store for you. Wishful Thinking Ears is a site of custom-made ears and ones that have already been made, so you can browse the ears that they have available and contact the owner to create your own. I love that.
Oh, I love that. I need to contact this
yes.
place.
Yes, they have a lot of great designs available, so you can find them on Etsy and through their Instagram, Wishful Thinking Ears. That's spelled out all one word, Wishful Thinking Ears. And I even know the owner of this place, so I can personally vouch for them.
So it's another Louisiana local that loves Disney?
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome.
There's a lot of us out there. And so just checking out the page, there's a lot of great ears out there that I think that everyone out there would love.
Mardi Gras ears.
Mardi Gras ears. I think that's a great opportunity. Maybe it...
Yeah.
We need to look into that.
Cute.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll be there too.
Yes. Wishful Thinking Ears, y'all. Check them out online now. Lori, you love nightlife, don't you?
I do love nightlife.
Yes. So, but there is no better nightlife than at Walt Disney World.
That's the truth.
And really, the parks come alive at night.
They really do.
And so, I think we wanted to tell people... what they should do at night when mm-hmm. they go to Disney. And I was heartbroken. I saw some people online that I knew ended their day during the daytime.
What?
And I see that all the time.
What?
Yes, I see people all the time. They're like, well, that's enough Disney for today. And they go home before the sun sets.
Well, y'all know I like to take a nap and then go back for the nightlife.
It is 100% worth it to go to Disney after dark. And we're going to talk about why you should do that.
And I did learn during the pandemic when we went in September, when the parks were closing early, I learned that I liked that better and to be able to visit other places other than the parks at nighttime.
Oh, well, we have to talk about that
yes.
then. But I think there's a question. I want to talk about each park, but I have to wonder if there are some attractions that are better at night. And one comes
right.
to mind for me. So starting off with the Magic Kingdom, I know one of the attractions I really love at night is Splash Mountain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's that indoor-outdoor component. Yeah. You know, a lot of attractions are, you know, completely indoor. Uh-huh. You don't see outside. But I think Splash Mountain, you go around and you see the moon shining if you go on the right night. You see the park all lit up at night because you go high.
Because you go way high. You go way high. Yeah.
And you can look down on some of the turns and, of course, the drop. And you get to see the park all lit up at night. And so that's a tip for y'all. Do Splash Mountain at night. I know you don't want to get wet at night. But I do believe they can turn the sprayers down, and so you won't get as wet during certain parts of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I never ever knew that.
Oh, yeah, the spray. It's the spray when you're going, when you start the journey, you're up the hill, and you're right by the big drop.
Yes.
That's where they turn, that's where you really get wet at. You don't really get wet on the
big drop. Never realized this.
But yeah, and so that's why you always duck. And so if you're lucky enough to sit next to me, I will use you as a human shield. But I wear a poncho on Splash Mountain.
Me too.
Do you?
I do.
That's why we're friends.
Yes.
We'll have to post that on the social too, in our ponchos. Because
well, I think I have lots of interesting things about this nighttime rides.
Okay.
So have you ever ridden Big Thunder Mountain at night?
I have.
It's a completely different experience.
How so?
It's scary at nighttime.
Scary?
Yes. You cannot see where you're going.
That's a good point. But, you know, the thing that a lot of people don't know is that you can see the people dancing in the windows.
No, I didn't know this.
Yes, if you look at, in Big Thunder Mountain, you're going through a mining community, a mining town. But during one of the sides where you're closest to the railroad on your right, you're on the far side of the attraction. And on your left, you'll see buildings, and there are shadows of people dancing in the buildings.
Oh.
Just having a grand old time.
Well, I think I had my eyes closed a lot at nighttime.
Is that what it was?
But then we rode it again a second time. We were getting on it back-to-back, Avery and I, and the fireworks were going on.
Okay.
And that was really cool because, you know, really the fireworks are set off behind Magic Kingdom, so you're closer to where they're set off, but you don't realize that until you're back there on that ride.
Oh, look at
and
that.
So I opened my eyes the second time. It was pretty cool to see them. But I feel like it's a completely different experience at nighttime.
Wow.
You know, when you go over there by the Liberty boat, where the boat goes, the water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks like you're going into that water at night. It's really cool. Wow. I mean, people that seek thrills, I think, ride it at nighttime for sure. And then People Mover at nighttime.
Oh, that's that's one of my favorite rides.
Me
period.
Too. It is mine too. But
I didn't even think to mention that one. That at night. Mm-hmm. And so I did that during the Halloween party.
Oh yeah,
that last time. And it's like, you know, that's my go-to ride.
Me too.
And I think the secret's out, Lori. It used to be it was famous for
never having a line, and now it's such a long line every time.
So we love the People Mover. But at night, it's so beautiful because Tomorrowland is always, you know, lit up so well. Mm-hmm. You know, very bright at night. I love that.
Another ride that's awesome at night, the Mine Train.
Absolutely.
I love it.
I would agree with that. Yep. The Mine Train, it just works better at night.
It works better at night.
You go into the mine, and the mine is dark, and it just makes more sense.
Yeah, I love it at night.
I love that. Obviously, Haunted Mansion is better at night.
Because it's dark, it's and creepy. You come out dark, yes.
It's creepy, and you come out at night
that.
And see the graveyard.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic one at night. But honestly, one of my favorite spots in the world, I'll have to try and post a picture on the socials for y'all, just walking down Main Street.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
I think you're on the record for Main Street as like your favorite land.
Oh,
for
sure.
One of your favorite places.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would never, but the older I get, the more I appreciate it. It is just, but at night, it's so beautiful with the sun, you know, it's all white lights down.
Mm-hmm.
And just sitting there, if you ever get to be there when it's not insanely crowded and just taking a minute, just one of a great, you know, peaceful feeling.
It is.
Beautiful.
And then they do the kiss goodnight at...
What's the kiss goodnight?
When the park closes and they do a little saying at the end and goodbye.
And it's like kind of the castle lights up, right?
It does.
It's been a long time since I've
seen that. Yeah. It's been a long time for me too because of the COVID. It's been a little different.
Yeah.
But they do a little song that in the medley goes, the castle kind of lights up to the medley.
I love that. So it's a Magic Kingdom is just beautiful. It
makes
some really good opportunities over there.
And if you're ever there at Christmas, make sure you're there at nighttime.
Really? Why?
Well, right now they don't have that. They're not putting the lights back on the castle again this year, but all down Main Street at night, they have more lights than normal.
Awesome. So, okay, something to look out for. I think we need full Christmas episode. So we can help you out with the Christmas planning on that. But 100% stay in Magic Kingdom after dark.
Mm-hmm.
It is all the parks after dark, really. But Magic Kingdom, 100% worth it. So check out those particular attractions. So again, Splash Mountain, Thunder Mountain, People Mover, and Haunted Mansion. Mm-hmm. And unless you take the emergency fireworks exit, which Disney does sometimes utilize, mm-hmm. you will have, you'll be walking out on down Main Street USA, which is real right. nice. So moving over to Epcot.
Oh.
Epcot, so, you know, right now they have Epcot, all the park icons are the Beacons of Magic, but the Spaceship Earth, Epcot, which is the big ball at Epcot, the geodesic sphere, as it's called, mm-hmm. Looks absolutely beautiful as the Beacon of Magic. They added all those new lights to it.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's just beautiful and a beautiful way to welcome you into Epcot if you go in through the front. I'm more commonly using the back.
Me too.
I love the back entrance with the Skyliner and the walkway to Crescent
Lake. I just love the countries. And those lit up at nighttime are amazing to me. My favorite part at nighttime at Epcot is walking through the countries because they're not as crowded as during the day.
So I think that's a very good point too. So mm-hmm. that's the first point, is that it's not as crowded. But that was absolutely my advice too, Lori, is that the countries are so beautiful at night. The lighting is just so well done.
And if you're there with just your spouse or significant other, it's very romantic at night. Kind of like when you're in the France Pavilion, it's very kind of like you're in, you know, Paris, and romantic.
And if you're single like Jeffrey, it's just a nice place to be. So here's, okay, so again, that's why we have this podcast.
You could be looking for another single Disney lover.
We're here to talk about different perspectives, and that's why this podcast works, because Lori can speak to that perspective, and I cannot. So it works out well, but it is. I mean, I would 100% say it's romantic.
It is.
And so the best advice, so again, we try to give people advice on this podcast, and we do, and something advice that I used last time, Disney does not close right when they say it closes.
They do not.
And it does not close right at the end of fireworks.
Mm-mm.
And so really, and I don't know if they ever officially advertise how long they stay open, but you have at least an hour, I would say.
At least. And if you want to ride a ride, say the park closes at 9. If you get in line at 8:59, you're getting on that. It doesn't matter how long it takes. It doesn't matter if the line is an hour long. If you get in line at 8:59, you're getting on the line.
And that's also a great tip, because if you're there, you get off the ride, you know, an hour later.
Yes.
And so you are in the park by yourself.
And you get to take lots of pictures.
You can take
and they do dining reservations. Wait, like, I think we had them at the Sci-Fi Drive-In mm-hmm. right at the park closing at 9 p.m. So we got out of there at 10:30. And we were in Hollywood by ourselves walking out. It was kind of crazy because of how empty it was walking out.
So those are again, great pictures. Are professional tips, y'all. If you want to enjoy the parks when it's not crowded, get those cool pictures with no one in them that you see online.
Yeah, we did that at Be Our Guest.
We did it at Be Our Guest, and we did Sci-Fi at Hollywood Studios.
Oh, so it was okay. It was
yeah, because I left y'all because I knew that Star Wars Land would probably close, and so I went to go.
I do not recall this.
Okay, well, it happened. It happened. But honestly, the countries are great, and I want to give a special shout out to the newest expanded country, which is France.
Yes.
And Ratatouille. I got to spend some time after Harmonious ended on my last visit. I got to go spend some time in that area, and it is just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I can't wait.
And during the day, y'all, when I tell y'all it was wall-to-wall people, it was terrible. I mean, it was just wall-to-wall people, but going after the fireworks, after the crowd had cleared out, it was absolutely fantastic. And they have a fountain that looks
like I saw that before it opened, yeah.
Oh, did you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So it was just an absolutely beautiful area, but every single country. And I know that sounds kind of generic, but honestly, take your time, go see your favorite country, whether it's Germany, China, Mexico, France, whatever it is, go wander around at night as the crowds are leaving. It is beautiful.
It's awesome.
I love that. I don't know if I have any specific rides I would recommend there at night.
I do not.
I would not have
any Test Track's a kind of different experience at nighttime than it is during the day.
I think so, because it's a little more lit up.
Yeah.
It's got the cool lights, and Test Track, if I recall correctly, is your favorite
attraction. It is my favorite attraction.
So I think we accidentally moved over to Hollywood Studios, but to go over to Hollywood Studios, I've never done this attraction at night, but you know what I think would be a good one at night?
Which one?
Slinky Dog.
Oh, I've never done it at nighttime either, because you have to hurry up and get there in the morning to get on the ride. So
that ride opens with 120 minute
wait. It does.
It's
a great ride though.
Lightning Lane may be
the
saving grace when it comes to that.
Utilize for that.
Use Lightning Lanes for Slinky Dog Dash. But the best land, what do you think the best land is?
I don't like it, but it's Star Wars Land.
It's far and away Star Wars Land.
I mean, it is.
And I don't like it much either as a Star Wars fan. I need to stand on the soapbox one day. Maybe one day I will.
Yeah, I didn't know
I'll say I don't like it because it's not based on any particular movie. Mm-hmm. It is something Disney completely made up.
Well, that's because they have 4,000 movies. They can't base it on one.
Oh, they can. There's some iconic Star Wars movies that I Tatooine, but I would have even taken Endor or Naboo or something like that. You probably don't have no idea what I just said.
Not one.
Okay. So Lori's not the biggest Star Wars fan. I will say it's well made.
Star Wars always been Disney.
No.
Okay.
It was Lucasfilm, and then Disney bought it a few years ago.
This is why it's not.
Yeah, so Disney bought it and made episode 7, 8, and 9. So anything before episode 7.
Yeah, so that's just, okay.
It's a new thing.
It doesn't make me a bad Disney fan.
But Star Tours has always been at Disney, you know, for years.
Oh, but since before
there's a partnership. There's always a partnership between Lucasfilm.
But like the very first one from the 70s. Had nothing to do with Disney.
No, it did not.
So I'm not a bad Disney fan for this.
No. I mean, maybe, but not right
now.
But you weren't previously.
No.
Okay. But you're right. Star Wars Land is beautiful at night, y'all.
Even really,
someone who's not the biggest, huge Star Wars fan, by the way. Massive, if you can't tell.
Oh, he has a Star Wars shirt on. I just want you to know.
You know that this is Star Wars?
It
says, I have spoken. It's my I have spoken shirt. I'll have to put that on the socials, too.
Yes.
You know, I love it, but at night it looks absolutely beautiful. The Millennium Falcon is all lit up.
Yes.
It's a mountain range type of situation. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
It really is.
You know what ride I would do at night? What ride that I would not normally do?
What?
Tower of Terror.
Oh, no.
No?
That's a no for me. I've rode it once. I wouldn't ride it again.
I kind of feel the same, but yeah. I think it definitely takes on its own atmosphere.
I think it'd
night.
Be way worse at nighttime.
What's spooky?
Yeah.
But not a fan of spooky. Well, the funny thing is,
I don't like the drop.
So now that it's the same, I don't like the drop.
I like the part where you go through and it doesn't drop.
Yeah, and so another episode we want to do for y'all at some point is talk about the rides and what to expect on some of those.
Yeah.
And so I think Tower of Terror kind of speaks for itself. But but there is a nice part of it. But now that it's a Beacon of Magic, and I tried to get a video on this on my last trip, and I don't know if it's true, but there are people dancing in the windows, just like you see on Big Thunder Mountain.
Really?
There are people, I'll have to see if I can find a video, but people are dancing in the windows on top of the Tower of Terror.
Oh, well, that's
and
cool.
Isn't that creepy?
Because it's a hotel. There's probably the ballroom.
It is, right. But if you watch that old movie, that old Kirsten Dunst Tower of Terror movie.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, you know what happened to those people, so...
I didn't even know they had a movie until somebody I used to work with told me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
And they're about your age. That's how they know.
Okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe
yes,
it's my generation.
I think so.
Okay. So, again, y'all, perspectives here. Man, we're from different perspectives. That's why this works.
Yeah, this is my last month in my 30s, by the way.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll never have my 30s again.
Are you okay?
No.
Right. Drink up. That's all I can say. Drink up. Any other attractions at night?
Not there, I don't think.
Okay, but Slinky Dog and Tower of Terror, really cool, different vibes. Tower of Terror looks great at night, but Toy Story Land looks fun at night.
Yeah.
I think it's well lit up. And that just leaves Animal Kingdom. Animal Kingdom, not my favorite.
I never stay at night.
What?
I don't think I've ever been. Wow. Maybe once.
Okay, so I have to make a confession. I didn't say this on the last thing, but you know I went to Disney just a few weeks ago.
You didn't go to Animal Kingdom.
I didn't go to Animal Kingdom.
I didn't realize this.
And also on my trip with my mom, Cindy.
Y'all are not going?
Big listener.
Yes, she's a huge biggest supporter.
Big supporter.
Love Cindy.
And so I think Cindy wanted a shout out, but here she is getting one. When we went in March right before the pandemic in 2020, we also did not go to Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Aaron and I didn't go.
Really?
Went right. Mm-mm.
Oh, so y'all, if y'all are Animal Kingdom fans, please keep listening to us. We probably
talk about it. It is fun. I do, but on a short trip, that is my one that I'm going. It used to be Hollywood Studios, actually, but since Toy Story Land, I now pick that over Animal Kingdom.
You like Hollywood Studios better?
Yeah.
So Animal Kingdom, I mean, bless them, they need more to do.
They do.
They need more to do. I don't think that they understand that, but they do. But it has my ultimate favorite Disney thing to do at night, and it really drove me to do this episode. My favorite thing to do at night is to go see Pandora, the World of Avatar.
Oh yeah, that's the only reason I stayed at nighttime that one time.
It is absolutely beautiful at night. It is my favorite thing to take pictures of, y'all. I'm real into photography, if you didn't know, but it is just beautiful just to walk around and experience that. Some of the sidewalk glows in the dark.
Yes.
All the plants glow in the dark. The lighting effects. It is just, it's very peaceful, And also very beautiful.
So yeah, the whole land, daytime, nighttime, the whole thing.
You know, it's funny because a lot of people tell me in the daytime how beautiful it is.
Oh, it really is.
I've had tons of friends and family say, Avatar Land is so beautiful during the day.
It is.
And I get that. But
because they never saw it at nighttime either because they don't stay.
Right. And that's the thing. That's another thing that aggravates me. People will just bail. And granted, I support bailing on Animal Kingdom after you're done there. But it is 100% worth the trip to go at night. Trust me on this. It is so fun to do at night. I highly recommend it. Can't recommend it. It's just beautiful.
So maybe go when the time changes and it gets dark early. Yes. And that way you can still leave. Because I do like to take Animal Kingdom Day and utilize it to go to visit other resorts in Disney Springs. That's what I normally do on my Animal Kingdom Day.
Same.
So if you want to still do that, just maybe do it on the time when it gets dark early, and then you still have time to do that.
Right, right. And so that's a good tip, Lori. Yeah. I like that. And time changes this weekend.
Sunday. Woohoo.
You can tell we're excited.
And it's going to be cold. Here. What a terrible weekend.
We are so excited. Lori and I are...
cold is going to be 60.
I think once again, we're just going to plan our move to Disney.
I think so.
We have to go and move there. Attractions that may be better at night. Can you think of what would be better?
Expedition Everest, obviously. You'll be able to see the Epcot when you go up the very first.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, you can see actually like all of Walt Disney World from the top of Everest, but you have to be willing to look around. So if you go up to the top of the lift hill, if you look all the way to your left, you will see, you can see the castle in Space Mountain. You see Magic Kingdom from there. You see Epcot.
Oh, I didn't realize.
But yeah, you have to really look, look all around and see all that. But
and you have to go fast because this is a fast ride.
It's a fast ride, so be prepared. I mean, you see the drop on Everest. That's not one we have to warn you about. You see the people dropping
through. As scared as I am of everything, it's one of my favorite rides.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Everest. And so, So, also just walking around the park at dark, they have a little show called Awakenings, I believe, on the Tree of Life at night. They have little scenes. They have Disney music. That's also
is
on
that
Spotify.
New?
It's within the past few years.
Oh, I guess I've
and
just
so
been at night.
That, Spotify does not sponsor us, y'all. But if you listen to us, but we are on Spotify. We can listen to us on Spotify, and we hope you are. But they have the Tree of Life Awakenings, and those soundtracks are on Spotify, and they're absolutely fantastic to watch. It's just a nice little thing to watch.
Okay.
Now, I will say, here's another pro tip. I've heard a lot of rave reviews about the sunset safaris. So doing
I have heard that.
Let me just tell you, we talk about the magic and the mishaps of Disney on this podcast. We promise to do that for y'all. So keep in mind, if you try to get right on sunset, there could be a line, and you could wait and not get in the ride. Won't start for you until after dark. And at that point, you will not be able to see hardly anything.
Oh.
So they do have, I think, some spotlights on the truck. But obviously, they're very respectful of the animals and Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
So they're not, like, giving you a spotlight. But when I tell you cannot see hardly anything,
it's dark.
It's very dark. And they did add some lighting a few years ago to where, like, the giraffes are and the zebras.
Yeah.
To make it look like a sunset. It's very cool. It's a very cool feature. But if it's actually nighttime out and you can't see anything, as a photographer...
You're just kind of riding the truck around the...
The truck, and it's like you may hear, like, the lion roar or something like that, or hear an animal. Because animals are more active at night. Some of them are.
Yes.
But you cannot see them. And so that was my experience. Maybe you had a different experience on the safari.
Oh, yeah. Let us know if you ever seen anything cool at night on the safari.
Yeah, because it did not... That was a mishap. So
I do like cool safari stories. Of Did Animal you? Kingdom. Yeah, like this week, did you see, or last week, they had a flat tire on one of the trucks?
No, I've always wondered what would happen if that...
Yeah, it was kind of a big deal. It's a huge thing. Nobody can get around them because they can't go too far off of the path. Yeah, it was kind of a huge deal.
Wow, so mm-hmm. Do they wait on the car while they change
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people posting.
Do I think, like, can they evacuate?
No, they can't evacuate. They're going to do go through the lions and the tigers and the bears and the alligators?
No bears, no tigers either. There are tigers there.
Oh,
and are there bears at Animal Kingdom?
No,
I'm trying to think.
There's no bears. It's hot.
The Baton Rouge
Zoo
has a bear.
Yeah, right. But I don't know.
but they have the tigers because I have a picture of the tiger. I can post.
Yeah, I just
I can post that. Hashtag go tigers.
I probably have it.
But there are lions on the safari.
Are they tigers and not cheetahs?
If you look it up, would you be cheating?
I thought they were cheetahs, not tigers.
They have to, but no, okay. There are cheetahs on the safari, and there are tigers in Animal Kingdom. That was my point. I'm sorry.
Oh, I mean,
there
are tigers on Animal Kingdom.
There's the Maharaja. I forget. There's the Maharaja Jungle Trek, and then the other Jungle Trek.
Yeah.
I've done both. And the it's the Exploration Falls, the Pengani Exploration Falls.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was thinking you were talking about safari. That's why I'm like, I've never seen a tiger on a safari.
Well, that's, I think that makes for a fun story. It's like, I was on the safari and I saw a tiger, and everyone, and I can see the host, here's a tiger, it is currently loose.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to duck. So, mishaps. If you have a fun safari story, yes, please reach out to us.
That would be cool.
Southern Charm Magic on Instagram and Facebook. So, Lori, leaving the parks, there are so many great hotels.
Yes.
We dedicated our whole first episode to all
this
the hotels.
Is my favorite nightlife outside of the parks.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
You want to know when I learned this? When we went in September.
What'd you learn?
My favorite nightlife spots.
Where?
Well, number one, at the Enchanted Rose.
Really? And yes. Where is Enchanted Rose at for
Grand Floridian.
Grand Floridian. And that is themed to what movie?
The Beauty and the Beast.
Live action edition.
Yes.
Not the cartoon.
No.
You liked it?
I loved it. I went back. Right. Aaron and I went. We left the kids and went there.
Did y'all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. When you got older kids, you can leave them by themselves.
Isn't that nice?
Yes.
That's got to be nice.
Yeah, I loved it. Because I love the Green Floridian. So.
Same. Mm-hmm. You took my Instagram profile picture. I had my profile picture there too for a long time
okay. That you took.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. It's a great, we love Grand Floridian.
Yeah, we do.
Even though if I've never stayed there.
Me
it's
either.
Fine. It's fine. We blend in, right? And so Enchanted Rose, so cool. It's three rooms, mm-hmm, themed to Beauty and the Beast live action, and they have all the characters there.
Yeah.
From the movie, like the props
and it's kind of a little fancy little place. You need to wear your little best.
Dress up to go. Make a night out of it.
You don't,
but you want to.
It's just drinks and little, probably boards, those little board things to eat. Like cheese.
Charcuterie.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I didn't want to try to say that because it probably would have sounded vulgar if I said it, but.
Oh, my.
I just love it. And you can see the castle from the windows if you go at night.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, like okay. If you sit by the. Yeah, we sat right there.
In one of the rooms?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the room we sat. And then
there were adult beverages enjoyed that night.
We did. Because they do have good adult beverages. And, you know, and they also have your higher end wines if you're a wine person. But we also had a fantastic waiter that brought us into the room that was closed because they didn't have the whole thing open because of COVID.
That was one of those Disney Magic.
Yes, cast member, he did. He was cool.
Great cast member moments.
And we took our picture with what? In that room.
We took our picture with lots of things.
Yeah, they had the little
Mrs. Cool Potts.
Mrs. Potts, yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, we took our picture with all the characters, right? And Cogsworth and Lumiere, right?
Oh, yeah, you're
we'll
right, I forgot.
Okay, we'll post that on the socials if I can find
that's one of my favorite things. I make sure I tell all of my clients that are going that have kids old enough to leave at the room or to go there. Try mm-hmm. it.
I love mm-hmm. it. It's very nice. It's very, you know, we packed... Specifically, packing nice clothes to go to that.
We
night.
Did.
We had dinner. It's great for a monorail crawl.
I mean, it is about the monorail crawl, and then you can do the. That's a great nightlife monorail crawl. So then, if you want to do that, and then leave and go to the Contemporary,
mm-hmm.
what can you do there?
Well, we had dinner that night mm-hmm. at California Grill.
Yeah, that.
But now I'm hearing a lot of buzz about Steakhouse 71.
I'm going the next
Are
trip.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to check it out.
Sure.
I mean, yeah. The buzz is just huge.
Oh, you'll
that.
Be there too. So we'll have to make a reservation when you can meet us.
Okay. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Steakhouse 71. We'll report back on that.
Mm-hmm.
And then to finish your bar crawl, you have to go to Trader Sam's Grotto.
Oh, for sure. It was closed the last time we went. And if you mm-hmm. can't get in, because it's kind of hard to get in there.
It is.
If you can't, you and I had we had some drinks that they sell at Trader.
Well, they have a pool bar
yeah.
close to the beach that overlooks Seven Seas Lagoon.
Yeah.
And Magic Kingdom. It's one of my favorite spots. I should post that. I have a lot to share for this episode, I feel, because Disney nightlife is just fantastic.
It is.
But there's the pool bar, and you can go grab a drink at the pool bar and go sit on the beach and
mm-hmm.
just look and out what, over.
Mm-hmm. Fireworks were not back when we
fireworks
went.
Fireworks were not back.
But just chilling out and staring at the castle was a good time.
But the electrical water parade was
yes.
there. And so
it wasn't there when we went, but it's back now.
But also, Trader Sam's has a patio, outdoor patio.
Oh, I never saw that
oh,
when
yeah,
I was there.
I've done that, and that has a lot of tables outside. You can go to the outside bar.
What?
Same,
yeah, Emily
same
and I room. Went. And we sat inside, which was cool because their staff there is one of a kind.
Is it?
Yes. Okay. They make it funny. It's It's kind of like an act.
So I've never eaten inside. I've only gotten to go get a drink outside.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the inside's awesome. And everybody, it kind of reminds me of like Pat O'Brien's.
Okay.
You know, like the chill, everybody's your friend. And they make jokes. I can't believe you've never been inside. This place is cool.
I know, okay.
But sometimes it's hard, very, very hard to get in. So if you want to go, you need to get there early. Like, I know when they reopened, it was a five-hour wait to get in.
Put it on your to-do list,
yes.
Y'all. So Monorail Bar, I think that can be a whole episode.
Oh, for sure.
And so, because we have alternates, and there's other places to drink at all of those places. They all have multiple bars and restaurants on the monorail. And then another thing we'll have to do is a Skyliner crawl.
For sure.
For those listening to us, please don't steal our ideas and do our shows before us.
But well, people have been doing it for a while. Wow, I see TikToks on this all the time.
Well, still. They don't have this episode like we do.
No.
One of my favorite things to do at night, resort-wise, and my favorite places to be, is walk around the boardwalk and walk around Crescent Lake.
Yeah.
The boardwalk resort. Yeah. And I know I think I have successfully converted you to be a boardwalk fan.
Oh, 100%.
It is. Is it the walk around? Because on this Crescent Lake that I'm talking about is Boardwalk, Beach Club, and Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. And then Swan and Dolphin are off to the side. And then you have the entrance to Epcot. That area is just beautiful at night.
It is beautiful.
And I'll have some more photography there. I'd love to take pictures of the lighthouse that overlooks that.
Oh, for sure.
And then just looking out at the boardwalk, again, it's all the lights. It's lit up so well. It's just a nice, fun area to be. And they announced, I think we talked about in our last episode, that they're bringing the entertainment back.
Yeah, and that I haven't been able to stay there since the entertainment's been back. It was still pretty to look at. I really liked the convenience, but I do want to stay there. If my husband actually comes for Mardi Gras, we might switch over.
Is he on the fence? Do we need to convince him?
Yeah, because now my son's going to go with his friend at Mardi Gras. They're not going to go skiing anymore. So I think we might switch over to the boardwalk area. I kind of want to do yacht or beach club since I've done the boardwalk.
Well, I will be coming to visit at boardwalk.
Yes.
I'll come visit you at French Quarter,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. So you got to for the beignets, the boozy beignets.
Boozy beignets are going to happen.
Baton Rouge
boozy beignets.
Yes.
If they have not trademarked that, we hereby, by this podcast, claim. No, I actually need to research the law on that. So so I will refrain from that, but they are called Baton Rouge beignets. Speaking of Port Orleans, actually, that is one of my favorite things to do at night.
Yes, going to listen to the piano.
Well, I haven't done that. Tell us about that. I've never done that.
What's it? It's a certain guy.
You're talking about Yeehaw Bob Jackson?
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen Yeehaw Bob
Jackson. Emily and I have, but we got the tail end of him.
Oh, okay.
And then they have, like, they had some, this is very embarrassing to say, they had a trivia, you know, you love trivia night.
I do love a good trivia night.
We were the only Louisiana people in there, and we got them all wrong.
No. Was it Louisiana trivia?
It was so hard,
Trivia. Oh, no.
And maybe the drinks were involved, and we just didn't get it right. But they still gave us a prize, and they felt sorry for us.
So if you are ever at Disney Trivia in the Baton Rouge area, you will see me there. And me and my friends have won several occasions. I'll have you know. But trivia hasn't been around since COVID, Lori.
I have not
seen trivia. So again, if you know of Disney Trivia in the Baton Rouge area, if you see it come back, chances are I'll be there. But in the off chance you don't see me, please tag me.
And you do not want me on your team, I think.
Lori can come by and drink.
So yeah, Lori, I think that can come by drinking and trivia does not go.
Well,
they do not mix well because... Well,
for everyone else, it does.
But that is a very... Like, it's a huge ordeal. And it just kind of reminds me again of Pat O'Brien's. And it's a lot of fun. So, what do you like to do there if you've never been there?
Just, again, I know this sounds so boring, but it really is nice just to walk around the grounds.
Oh, and you
and
can
so,
do...
And,
that,
and they have
you
the,
do the,
horse,
car-
the
yes.
horse-drawn carriage.
And that's just... That is the number one thing that is... Almost identical to New Orleans.
Is it?
Because you can get because I have done those horse-drawn carriages at night in New Orleans, and they're identical.
I don't think I've done that in New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're
the
cool.
Horse-drawn carriage, but it is a thing in New Orleans. For those who know, you go get one around Jackson Square.
They're really not horses, they're donkeys.
What?
Yes, they're all donkeys.
I've never noticed. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, we need to go to New Orleans to see that new Soul thing. I meant to tell you about that.
Wow,
sorry,
yeah.
Here I am telling her on the recorded podcast. The Disney hit film Soul has an exhibit in the New Orleans Jazz Museum.
Oh,
so
yeah, let's go. Because,
yeah,
you know, I went
opened.
To the one in Memphis. I went to the Disney stuff in Memphis.
Right, so this is about the Soul and the history of jazz.
Oh,
and
cool.
So it's a Disney-sponsored exhibit, and so we need to see that. So
yes,
plans.
Your mama
plans.
Lives there. Cindy lives there.
Around there.
Around
and so,
there.
And so... Story for another day. And so, but just walking around the grounds there, it's beautiful grounds. There's like a, I say a small river, but a bayou.
Yeah, I get that for sure. Term.
Bayou runs through there.
That is a pretty resort at night.
Absolutely beautiful at night. It's so peaceful.
Peaceful. That's
the
thing.
It's like maybe you don't get that sense of peace in the parks.
Right.
But you certainly get it and it's in that resort.
Crazy, as big as that resort is, you wouldn't realize it because how peaceful it is.
It really is. And you just walk along the river on the sidewalks. And you just walking and hearing the horse clopping.
Yes.
You know, you just hear that the... you know, the feet of the horse coming through, the wheels of the carriage.
And then you go through the bayou area into the plantation area. It's beautiful.
It's absolutely beautiful. And I think that, you know, I think we even said that on one of the first episodes, but Disney Weddings, they did a wedding there.
Oh,
out in front of the mansion.
Oh, that would be cool.
And it was so pretty. And it's just stuff you don't think about. And
yeah.
Disney Weddings is the cool thing about that series. You see so much stuff that is not, that you don't think about.
Right.
Like people got married in the England Pavilion.
Oh, yeah.
Who got married in the England Pavilion? Mm-hmm. But it's a thing, and it works. So I think, any more resorts you think that are just fantastic at night? I would say a lot of them.
A lot of them. They. I mean, you can find so much to do at night.
But those are our favorites. So, you know, Lori would send you on the monorail crawl. Mm-hmm. I send you around the boardwalk into the Port Orleans to just walk around and enjoy it. But I don't think you can talk about Disney nightlife. You have to talk about Disney Springs.
You have to.
We need to do an episode on Disney Springs,
for
Lori.
Sure.
It has transformed. If you haven't been to Disney in the past, 5 years?
Yeah.
You need, Disney Springs is, which formerly known as Downtown Disney.
Yes.
By the way, it's still Downtown Disney and Disneyland.
I know, yeah.
You seen that? Well,
right.
I'm glad they separated that. Cause
right.
Because you read the news and you're like, well, what are they talking about? So Disney Springs, at Walt Disney World, is just a nightlife hub. I mean, there is no shortage of dining and entertainment and shopping.
For sure.
And it's all open pretty late.
Yeah, it's going to be open later than the parks, for sure.
Yes, absolutely. So when the parks close, like maybe after your Animal Kingdom day, like you said, because that's always going to close at 5 or 6. What's your go-to places in Disney Springs? What would you tell people to do?
So Raglan Road.
100%. You and I have done Raglan Road
together. That's the first time I did it, and I've done it, I think, two times since then.
Okay.
Raglan Road for sure. Where else? I did something.
I have a new kind of favorite there.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoyed my one experience there. I'd like to go again, the Boathouse.
Oh, I went to the Boathouse during the day.
Okay. So I went at night. It was. I didn't sit on the water. I sat inside. But Boathouse is a fantastic restaurant. You know, but there's just no shortage of things to do there. The restaurants there, I think it would take you like 1 to 2 weeks.
Oh, for sure.
To eat at all the different restaurants they have there if you did a different meal at a different restaurant every night.
Right.
Or even all three meals. It would just take you that long to get through all of it. Such a fun experience. So I'm a big Raglan Road person.
Yes.
New Boathouse fan. Emirates Patisserie went to that last time. Absolutely delicious.
Oh, I went to that when I went for Mardi Gras, after you and I went.
Did
that
you?
That was cool.
And then they have Sprinkles cupcakes.
Yeah, I get that every time.
Do you? That's
your
thing?
But what's the place that our good friend Lacey likes?
Good. Shout out to Lacey.
Yeah, Lacey, the gluten-free
Aaron,
place.
Aaron Kenner and McKenna's Bakery.
I know that I was not a gluten-free diet person, but she bought me something. Oh, the cookie sandwich.
Yeah.
It was so amazing. And I mean, anybody that's gluten-free needs to go there at Disney Springs.
I love it. And there's a lot of buzz around Gideon's.
Yeah, Gideon's, I haven't been there because you can't get in.
Yeah, it's really hard to get in. And so apparently you have to do it online, check in online and do the app.
I know something nightlife there that I've done before. Splitsville, outside. They have a band, like a small band.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. I went and met somebody that lives in that Orlando area one night, Avery and I. And we sat right where the band plays, and it was so much fun. They played great music. We had great service. You can get just appetizers. Like, we got cheese fries, and I promise that it fed, like, 10 people. It was really, really good, and you can watch a lot of things go on. I loved it. I'd never been to Splitsville. I've never been inside of Splitsville. But that was really fun. The band was great.
So I've been there with some friends during the day, and it was a lot of fun.
During the day? How'd you have time to go there during the day?
How did we do it during that? I think it was an LSU football game was on, and we just had to take the break. You know,
I was there one time for an LSU Alabama game.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. have to take a break.
When the boardwalk was open. I did go to like the ESPN club or something.
Well, it's hard to get in the ESPN club when that happens.
Yeah, I went there.
Did you got in?
Mm-hmm. Okay, it was when I ran the.
So ESPN club, by the way, is on the boardwalk and yes. very
popular.
I don't
know if it's open.
I think it is.
Is it back?
I think it's back. It's well lit up if it's not. And so I think the bottom line to take away from this is there are so many good things to do after dark at Disney. Do not go back to your room after dark and think the day is over. I think that some of your best memories, for me at least, and Lori, I think Lori agrees.
Right.
The best memories can be made after dark.
You just explore your resort after yes. dark.
Absolutely.
There's tons going on.
Absolutely. There. I mean, I remember when we were at Pop Century, I would go sit outside and watch a Skyliner go by.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely beautiful.
Or go to the pool bar. I went there. Oh, when you left me, I went there to the pool bar every night, and I made friends with the bartenders, and they were awesome at nighttime.
See, you did fine by yourself.
Oh, fine.
I once abandoned Lori and Disney by herself, yes. but it was fine. She did fine. She's still with us. and so I think but that's the bottom line. Enjoy Disney after dark. It is a lot of fun, and we think that you will enjoy it if you do. Right, Lori?
Right. And if you have any questions about nightlife, give us a shout out on Facebook, Instagram, because we all know Lori knows about nightlife everywhere.
Yes, she does. And Lori is always a fan of live music. So if you know where yes. the live music is, Lori is there.
For sure.
All right, y'all. Well, we will see you around then.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of Southern Charm Magic.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram under the handles of Southern Charmed Magic. Have a great day, beautiful tomorrow.
Bye, y'all.